period of the 900s. Now, the reef composed, and we'll get to this in greater detail in a later lecture, but the reef composed the first of the basic books of halacha upon which the Shulchan Aruch later will be based. The Rif wrote a book which is an abridgment of the Talmud. He wrote it in the language of the Talmud, Aramaic, following the order of the Talmud. What he did was remove all of the discussion, all of the proofs back and forth, all of the stories, anecdotes, side digressions, and he just put in what the law is, or his opinion as to what the law is. And that book became the first basic book of Jewish law of the time, and it became the foundation upon which all the later books were written. So you have Rabbeinu Hananel's commentary to the Talmud became the basic commentary upon which all later commentaries were built. Commentary was not to decide the law. The commentary was meant to explain the Talmud. And anybody who has studied the Talmud knows how intricate and difficult it can be. So therefore, you need somebody to hold your hand literally and take you through the minefield, to punctuate it, to tell you where to stop and where to start, to tell you what the Talmud means. That's the basis of commentary. So Rabbeinu Hananel's commentary was the foundation stone. And later, Rashi is the one who perfected it. The Rif, Rabbeinu Yitzhak Fassi, didn't come to write a commentary. He came to say what the law was. Based upon what is written in the Talmud, what is the law? How should Jews behave? Whom do we, in the disputes that the Talmud mentions, whom do we follow? Whose opinion is the opinion that is the valid opinion? And that became the basis, therefore, of all the later works of the Rambam, of Rabbeinu Yaakov Balaturim, of the Smag, the Smak. All the later works are based upon the works of the Rif. Another legend, just to show you. The Rif, when he was 90, left Morocco, left Fez, and moved to Spain. And he became the rabbi in Barcelona. Not much chance today for a 90-year-old man to get a rabbinic position. The legend is that the Rif told them, don't worry, he says, I'll be bar mitzvah in your kehillah. And the legend is that he lived 13 years. He died at the age of 103. That same legend is told regarding the Rav Aryeh Mimitz, the Shagas Aryeh, who lived 700 years later, almost 800 years later, that also he came to be the rabbi in Metz, in France, at an advanced age, and that he also said that, not to worry about it, that he would, he'd be bar mitzvah in the community, and that he did. He survived 13 years in the rabbinate. So that's a legend that repeats itself in Jewish history, but again, it characterizes the person and the times, and it characterizes the attitude of the Jewish people towards their scholars. So in any event, we see the build-up now of a very strong Jewish community in North Africa. That very strong Jewish community in North Africa, which eclipses the Jewish community in Babylonia, is going to move into Spain when the Moors move into Spain. As the Moors invade Spain and colonize it and conquer it and develop it, the Jews moved with them from North Africa into Spain. And that's how the Jews came into Spain, and that's the beginning of the origins of the Sephardic Jewish community.